శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 8th క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 28. శ్రీ గురు వాచ జనామి మగవన్ శత్రు ఉన్నేతరస్య కారణం శిష్యయోపభృతం తేజో భృగువి బ్రహ్మవాదిభిః యానామి భగవన్ శత్రుః ఉన్నత్యస్య కారణం శిష్యాయోపభృతం తేజో భృగువి బ్రహ్మవాదిభి. వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ శ్రీ గురువు వాచ. బృహస్పతి సెడ్, జానామి ఐ నో మఘవన్ ఓ ఇంద్ర శత్రు ఆఫ్ ది ఎనిమీ ఉన్నత ఆఫ్ ది ఎలివేషన్ అస్య ఆఫ్ హిమ్ కారణం ది కాజ్ శిష్యాయ అంటు ది డిసైపుల్ ఉపభృతం ఎండోర్డ్ తేజ పవర్ భృగువి బై ది డిసెండెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ భృగు బ్రహ్మవాదివి ఆల్ పవర్ఫుల్ బ్రాహ్మణ్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. బృహస్పతి ది స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది డెమిగాడ్ సెడ్, ఓ ఇంద్ర, I know the cause of for your enemies becoming so powerful. The Brahmans, descendants of Bhrugumuni, being pleased by Bali Maharaj, their disciple, endowed with such extraordinary power, purport. Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, informed Indra, ordinarily Bali and his force could not be achieve such strength, but it's appear that the Brahman descendants of Bhrugumuni, being pleased with Bali Maharaj, endowed them with the spiritual power. In other words, Brihaspati informed Indra that Bali Maharaj's prowess was not his own, but that of his exalted guru. Shukracharya, exalted guru Shukracharya, we sing in our daily prayer yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadana gati kutopi. By pleasing the spiritual master, one can get extraordinary power, especially in the spiritual advancement. The blessings of spiritual master are more powerful than one's personal endeavor for such advancement. Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, guru mukha padam vakya chitate kariya aikya arna kariya mane asa. Especially for spiritual advancement, one should carry out bona fide order of the spiritual master. By the parampara system, one can thus be endowed with his original spiritual power coming from the supreme personality of Godhead. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo vidu. Janami Bhagavan, జనామి భగవత్ శత్రు ఉన్నత్యస్య కారణం శిష్యోపభృతం తేజ భృగువి బ్రహ్మవాదివి. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ వాంట్ టు పే మై రెస్పెక్ట్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ హిజ్ హోలీనెస్ గౌర్ గోవింద స్వామి శ్రీల గురుదేవ్. అండ్ ఆల్సో ఐ వాంట్ టు పే మై రెస్పెక్ట్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్జీ మహారాజ్. పేయింగ్ మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ సాధు గురు వైష్ణవ అండ్ ఆచార్యస్. అండ్ ఆల్సో ఐ వాంట్ టు పే మై రెస్పెక్టబుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు ది వైష్ణవ్స్ అసెంబ్లీ హియర్ బై ది మర్షి ఆఫ్ శ్రీమన్ మహాప్రభు శ్రీమన్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు. వి ఆర్ హియరింగ్ భాగవతం because today is Vaman Dwadasi. భవందేవస్ అపిరట్స్ డే వేర్ హియరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 8th క్యాంటో స్పెషల్ దిస్ ఇస్ బలి మహారాజ్ లైఫ్ హిస్టరీ భవందేవస్ లైఫ్ హిస్టరీ వై భవందేవ అపియర్డ్ సో హౌ హీ అపియర్డ్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ఇస్ డివోటీ టు ప్లీజ్ బలి మహారాజ్ బలి మహారాజ్ హిస్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ వాజ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ ఎస్ బలి మహారాజ్ టూ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ హిస్ మెటీరియల్ మేనేజింగ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ మెటీరియల్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ యూ క్యాన్ సే వాజ్ శుక్రాచార్య బట్ హిస్ ఒరిజినల్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ వాజ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ఆల్వేస్ కెన్ సే అక్కడ టు హిజ్ బెస్ట్ కెపాసిటీ ఆల్వేస్ వాంట్ టు టీచ్ ది డీమన్స్ హౌ టు బికమ్ ఎ డివోటీ సో స్పెషల్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ది బిగినింగ్ బలి మహారాజ్ వాజ్ డివోటెడ్ టు బ్రాహ్మణ్ అండ్ వైష్ణవ్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది రియల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డివోటీ we can know a devotee whether he is a real devotee or not how much he devoted to brahman and vaishnavs we can find even karmis other peoples they are also devoted to lord krishna in other sampradayas even other vaishnav sampradayas they are also worshiping lord But in our sampradaya, one secret is there. We are not only worshipping Vishnu, we are worshipping Vaishnavas. So, what Vaishnava means, those are worshipper of Vaishnavas and Vishnu. And in our sampradaya, especially in Gaudiya sampradaya, we are always stressing in service of our spiritual master brahman and vaishnavs unless someone is endowed or unless someone is empowered by guru empowered by vaishnavs very difficult to achieve perfection spiritual perfection in his life we can see in, especially in this verse he was such a exalted guru indra brihaspati Brihaspati, he was such a scholar, still he is such a scholar, his instruction is very valuable, Brihaspati Niti, his moral instruction is very valuable. All demigods always following Brihaspati. Our procedure, we have to follow, bas. Don't try to create something. Even demigods, we can see demigods, they are following Brihaspati. We may be very intelligent, but this intelligent, our intelligent is for material field, not for spiritual field, because spiritual field is absolute. Only we have to accept it, bas, follow it. You may know many things, we know many things. You can study Bhagavatam, you can study Shastra, you know many things, but you are not qualified to apply all these principles in your life. You have no power. Yes. Like we can give one example, like a drunkard who is addicted to wine. He knows this is not good. He knows wine is not good for me. But he have no power to give up. He know we are like that. We know many things. But we have no capacity to follow all these instructions. Therefore we are helpless. And we want something. What is that? We want some extraordinary power. We have power. That power is not helpful in spiritual field. We want some extraordinary power. That is Guru and Vaishnav's blessing. And it is, how can I say, it is practical realization. Spiritual life means practical realization. Don't be a theoretical person. Nothing theoretical works here. You can preach, you can do anything, but practically you have to involve in Sadhu Guru Vaishnava Seva, then you can realize something. Many speakers are there, many preachers are there, many persons are there. They know many things. But for advancement of spiritual life, only one step. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Only one step. There is no other way. Only we have to please Vaishnavas, Sadhu, Guru and Vaishnavas. And practical experience, Bali Maharaj already achieved. Because before this chapter, we can find out in Srimad Bhagavatam, there was a great fighting among the demons and demigods. That is called Daivasura Sangram. Huge fighting. And Indra, although he was chief of the demigod, he just killed Bali Maharaj. How can Indra kill Bali Maharaj? At that, he was empowered by Brihaspati. Demon Sahab also Guru, demigod Sahab also Guru. Even demigods, they are maintaining this three world by, like demigods, you know, they are giving air, water, everything. But still they are guided by Guru, without Guru's consultants. They can't follow anything, they will not do anything. They know. Danger is there, danger is just waiting. They know very well, Indra know very well. But by pleasing his spiritual master, Brihaspati, he acquired immense strength, therefore he killed Bali Maharaj in that sangram, in that fighting. But Shukracharya was there. Shukracharya, he have a special power, Mrutu Sanjeevani Vidya. That is not with anyone. Even Brihaspati don't know. Mruti Sanjeevani. If someone died by his mystic power, by mantra, he can give life. Shukracharya. Just imagine, if someone can do it, how austere power he have. But why he accept demons as disciple? Shukracharya knows everything. Very powerful person. Among instructions, Brihaspati and Shukracharya. Shukracharya also an instructor. Brihaspati also an instructor. But usually, all over the world, 99% scholars always using Shukracharya's quotes. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also mentioning there. Among the Gyanis, I am Shukracharya. Among the Gyanis, I am Shukracharya. Among the knowledgeous person, I am Shukracharya. Then why he accept demons as disciples? No, he have a enviousness, he had a enviousness towards Brihaspati. When Brihaspati accepted demigod as disciple, he said, okay, if you accept demigod as a disciple to create problem, I will accept demons as my disciple. So that they will always create problem for you. Because from the beginning they have a how can you say? Yes. Always contest between Shukracharya and Brihaspati. He is a very knowledgeous person. He knows many things. But enviousness is such a thing. You can you can go to hell by this propensity. If someone have this quality, he is not too fit for a Vaishnav. He is not too fit for a Vaishnav. Everyone can become a devotee. If someone have lust, he may be a devotee. So if someone is very, how can you say, angry person, anger mood, he can become a devotee. Someone have greed, he may be a devotee. But one, if someone is envious, he is not allowed to Krishna consciousness. Dharma prajjoita kaitavatra parama nirmuscharanam saranam satam. He may be a devotee, but he can't release any spiritual test in his life if he have envious nature. They have no right in Bhagavad Dharma. They have no right. Bhagavad is saying, lusty may be, if some have lust, maybe there is chance. Not maybe chance, if he practice seriously, he can purify. But one person can't purify. That is enviousness. Shukracharya is such a learned person. And Brihaspati also such a learned person, but always enviousness. Therefore he said, okay, you accept demigods as disciple, I will accept demons as my disciples. But both demon and demigods, they are worshipping their spiritual master. Be careful. Be careful. You don't think they are demons. Although they are demons, they are worshipping their spiritual master. But after this Daivasura Sangrama, when Indra killed Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj, so he realized a particular strength of his guru. Unless you realize what is guru's position, you cannot serve your spiritual master. You have to realize. Bali Maharaj have a realization. He had already a realization. He saw practically he was dead. He knows. Indra killed. But his guru gave him life. Then his life is different. Now he's no more. He's a different Bali. He's a different Bali. Same Bali Maharaj. Now he's serving his spiritual master in a different mood. Like we are in same body. We are same person. Now we are trying our best to please our family, to our nation, to our community. But when you serve your spiritual master with devotion, you are not the same person. You are not the same person. You are a different person. Because now you are connected with paramparas. Like Prabhupada mentioning here. Yes. Especially for the spiritual advancement, one should carry out the bona fide order of spiritual master. By the parampara system, one can thus be endowed with his original spiritual power coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead. This power is coming from parampara system. And this power we can achieve only when we can please our spiritual master. Bali Maharaj only took this experience. How his guru was powerful. Give him life. Then Bali give everything to his spiritual master. This is, how can I say, this is rare. You can't find such disciples. Rare disciples. Few disciples. Those are ready to give up everything for his spiritual master. With love, with devotion. Few. And this is the duty of a disciple. You know what is the duty of a disciple? To achieve perfection, there is two verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. Two verses. Seventh canto. Prahlad Maharaj teachings. You want perfection in spiritual life, just understand two words. Sufficient. That you have to know. I don't want to discuss these things. But you have to please your spiritual master. And Bali Maharaj give everything to his spiritual master. Everything. You don't think we have no strength. We have strength. When we are serving our family, we are working in office, you feel tired? Anyone feel tired? When he is working in job, he don't feel tired. When he is working in office, not tired. Money is there. Money is there. He don't feel tired. But when we are serving Krishna, when we are serving Guru, we feel tired. Yes. We feel tired. But when we are working in outside, we are very spirited. Because money is there. Here, you can achieve perfection by Guru service. If you are a real servant, there is no rest for a real servant. No rest. If you want to become a servant, there is no rest. Rest means Maya. You know what is Maya? Everyone is searching, where is Maya? Where is Maya? Huh? What is Maya? When you give up service, you have no Guru Seva, that means you are in Maya. You may be sadhu, you may be grihastha, whoever you may be. When you have no Seva means you are in Maya. Maya, mind is in Maya. No Guru Seva, that means you are now, how can you say, irresponsible person. You have no responsibility. Irresponsible, no responsible. When you have no responsible, your mind is in Maya. Bali Maharaj realized that thing. If my Guru have power to give me life, why I will fight with Indra? Better to please Guru. If my Guru have power to give life, if he want, within one day he can give me heaven. I will become king. This is realized. This is realized. If Guru want, within one day he can change your life. Within one day. But we have to ready to give up everything for Guru, for spiritual master. Therefore, Prabhupada mentioning here. Very important purport. Prabhupada saying. In other words, Brihaspati informed Indra that Bali Maharaj prowess was not his own, but his exalted Guru, Shukracharya. By pleasing the spiritual master, one can get extraordinary power. Extraordinary power. Actually, that happened. That happened to Jai Panchatattva Bhagavan. That happened to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj pleasing in such a way to his spiritual master, he arranged a yajna, fire sacrifice. Bali Maharaj never approached, Gurudev, you should arrange some fire sacrifice for me so that I can achieve Indra post. No, Guru. Now we are arranging something for our life. Huh? Material life means you have to arrange. Spiritual life means it's opposite. You understand? Material life means you have wife, you have children, you have house, you have something. You have to arrange everything. You have to work. You have to earn money. Everything you have to arrange. Spiritual life means it's opposite. Who will arrange? Don't say Krishna. First Guru. We cannot jump like monkey direct to monkey. You know monkeys? They are jumping from branch to branch, branch to branch. We are not like monkey. We can immediately jump to Krishna. We don't know who is Krishna. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಗುರು, ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಡಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಪರಂಪರಾ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್. ಗುರು ಗುರಾಂಗ, ಗುರು ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಗುರು ವಿಲ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ಯು ಸಿ, ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ವಾನ್ ಯಜ್ಞ, ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ವಾನ್ ಡೇ ಶುಕ್ರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅರೇಂಜ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಸೇಮ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ನಾವು ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೋ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಗುರುಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಥ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸೋಲ್ಜರ್ ಇಸ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ ನಾವ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಇಂದ್ರಪುರ್ ಸ್ವರ್ಗ. ದೆನ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಪ್ಯಾಲೇಸ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೋಲ್ಜರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್, ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಹಾರ್ಸ್, ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವೀಪನ್, ಇಟ್ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ದಿ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಫೈರ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್, ವೀಪನ್ಸ್, ಸೀಲ್ಸ್, ಹಾರ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಶುಕ್ರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್. ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್, ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್, ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್. ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಹೋಪ್. ಓಕೆ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್. ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ನಾವ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಮರ್ಸಿ, ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ವೈ ಗುರು ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಯು ಮರ್ಸಿ? ಯು ಆರ್ ಈಜಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ವೈ ಗುರು ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಯು ಮರ್ಸಿ? ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಸಮ್ ಸೇವಾ ಫಾರ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವೈ ಗುರು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಲ್ ಸರ್ವ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಟು ಯು? ಯು ಸಿ, ಇನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಇಂದ್ರ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವೀಪನ್ಸ್, ಹಾರ್ಸ್, ಸೀಲ್ಸ್, ಚಾರಿಯಟ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಗುರು ಅರೇಂಜ್. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಮಾಯಾ. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ನಾ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಗುರು ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ. ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಮ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದೆನ್ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಲ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಹೂ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಕಿಲ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ವೆನ್ ಇ ಸಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಸಾ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಟು ಫಿಯರ್. ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ವೈ? ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಯ ಉಪಭೃತಂ ತೇಜ ಭೃಗುವಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಾದಿವಿ. ಆಲ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶುಕ್ರಾಚಾರ್ಯಸ್, ಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಹಿಸ್ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ್, ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಬಲಿ. ಬಲಿ ವಾಜ್ ಹಂಬಲ್, ಸೋ ಹಂಬಲ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗುರು, ಸಚ್ ಎ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಮೂಡ್. ಶುಕ್ರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸಾವರ್, ಸಾವರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್? ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಅಚೀವ್ಮೆಂಟ್? ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಗುರು, ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗುರು, ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಅಚೀವ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಡೇ ಅಂಡ್ ನೈಟ್, ಡೇ ಅಂಡ್ ನೈಟ್, ಸಚ್ ಎ ಸಿವಿಯರ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಆಸ್ಟಿಯರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕರ್ಮಿ ಲೈಫ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ಟಿಯರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಕರ್ಮಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಇನ್ ಸಂಡೇ, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್. ಕರ್ಮಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸಂಡೇ, ಇನ್ ಸಂಡೇ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು 9-10. ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಈಟ್, ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್, ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೋ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್. ವೈ ಸೋ ಆಸ್ಟಿಯರ್ ಲೈಫ್? ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸಾಧು ಗುರು, ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸಾಧು ಗುರು. ಒನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್, our austere, our service is just like, how can you say? Some butter is there. You want to melt the butter. Then what is required? Fire. Fire is required. Butter is there, but we have to melt it by fire. Our service, just like is fire. Our service, loving service. Service does not mean official service. Okay, I'll come, I'll do something, then I can go. Not officially. You understand official what? When you are working in outside, you don't care about your office. You're doing your job, then this is official job. Here, loving service. Loving what is there? Loving. What we are doing, Mahaprabhu watching. Unless we have love, he will not accept service. Guru and Krishna will not accept our service. Sishyaya upavrutam teja bhrugavi brahma badivi. All scholars, all Brahmins, descendant from Bhrugavansa, they shower mercy to Bali Maharaj. Now Bali Maharaj want to defeat Indra. Now Indra consulting his guru. Gurudev, why Bali Maharaj is so powerful? Then this verse is saying, this is the verse. This is not Bali's power. This is not Bali's power. This is Shukracharya's power. When you want to see disciples' power, this is not disciples' power. This is Guru's power. Like Prabhupada preached all over the world. That is Guru's power. You want to realize Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? You have to realize through Prabhupada. You want to know Guru's prowess, Guru's strength? You have to know through his disciple. And Shukracharya clearly, Brihaspati clearly informed to Indra, don't worry. You can't defeat now. You already defeated. Sam already killed Bali Maharaj, but now it is impossible to kill. He said, Gurudev, why? You are also Guru. If Shukracharya have power, you have no power. Before, by your mercy, before I already defeated Indra, why not this time? He said, no, this time you can't defeat him. Because after you killed Indra, you became a lazy. All demigods, they became so, how can you say, so happy that we defeated demigods. We defeated demons. They are neglecting their guru. Neglecting Brihaspati. Now Brihaspati is saying, I have also power. Before you are serving, but when you achieve perfection, when you achieve result, then you become lazy. When the demigods, Mohini came, you know, the churning of ocean, Mohini came, they drank nectar. After that, they think Krishna is favorable to us. Okay. We are now Krishna's devotee. We can take rest. We can take rest. Now I am Krishna's devotee. They are neglecting Brihaspati. Not serving. But when Bali Maharaj defeated, that is one saying is there in English. Failure is the success. Success of pillar. Failure is the pillar of success. Yes. Bali Maharaj accept this lesson. He becomes serious. No, I have to serve my spiritual master. because my English is not good. I'm always speaking in Hindi, in Uriya. Usually coming to West, I'm speaking English. Bali Maharaj becomes serious. He serves his spiritual master. But same time, demigods, they become lazy. Nam Vraspati informing. This is not my fault, this is your fault. If you had been serving me before you serving, then you have same power. You are not serving now, you have no power. But you see, Bali Maharaj, why is so powerful? Because he's serving his spiritual master. Therefore, Prabhupada mentioning here, for the spiritual advancement, by the pleasing of spiritual master, one can get extraordinary power, especially in the spiritual advancement. The blessing of spiritual master are more powerful than one's personal endeavor for such advancement. Personal endeavor will not help. It will not help. We have no strength. Therefore, we are singing every day. Ekaki amar nahi paye bal Hari nama sankirtane Tumi kripa kari shradha bindu diya Deha Krishna Namadhane. We are praying to Guru. Without you, Sarmars, even I have no power to chant Hare Krishna. I am not developing faith. I am not developing love towards chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We want strength, spiritual strength. Unless Gurudev Savar Mercy, we can't achieve. Personal endeavor will not help. We can try. But our, how can you say, your endeavor, your so-called trying in a spiritual field, it is not sufficient or it is not, how can you say, strengthy. You can't say, by my personal endeavor I can achieve these things. No. This is rejected in our parampara. Therefore, two philosophy, how can you say, two logic is there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, cat logic, monkey logic. You know monkey? Baby monkey, you know? Next moment, he took bath. Next moment, he tried. Immediately. He don't want to depend on mother. Jumping from one branch to one. Small, you can see. Small monkeys. Same day, they try. Start to try. Want to independent. Same day. But cat? Baby cat? Always meow, 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 meow. In one place, always depending on mother. Mother will come, mother will feed. Which logic you want? Like? Which logic? Huh? Cat logic. Looks like you are lazy, eh? Yeah? Cat logic. In one place only you will sit and mother will come, will feed you, eh? You like this one, eh? No. Monkey? Monkey independent. But in both logic, one positive thing is there, one negative thing is there. Cat is dependent, baby cat. He's dependent mother, but he's not trying. He's not trying. But one positive thing, depending. Take these lessons from cat, from baby cat. Depend. Even we are serving, we are chanting, we are preaching, we are doing everything, but depend. Therefore, why we are raising our hand? Depending.
You see, when you look like that, up, don't depend on down. When you look down, that means you are depending on you and depending on these material things. Therefore, our vision always like Krishna. Krishna is in off. Because we want to go up. We don't want to stay here. Nasty place. It's not a fit place. So cat, one positive thing. Always depend. Good. But one negative. What is that negative thing? Not trying. Not trying anything. But monkey? Monkey one positive. What is positive? Trying. Trying. First day. After few hours, try. After few hours took bath, he tried. But one negative? Independent, not depending. You want to become monkey or cat? No. You have to one lesson Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say. Vaishnavs, they are following both logic. We are Vaishnavs. We are following both logic. We have to try like monkey and cry like baby cat. We have to try and we have to cry. But what is our problem? Sometimes we are trying, not crying. Sometimes crying, not trying. Therefore, we are not achieving success. We have to try, sometimes we have to cry. Depend. We have to try, we have to do something. Still we have to depend, like Arjun. Arjuna is fighting, not by his own strength. He knows my guru is there. Dronacharya is there. Arjuna knows very well. Bhishma is there. They can kill me at any moment with one weapon. But always looking towards back. Who is there? Krishna is there. He depending on Krishna. He was depending on Krishna. He was fighting. And material world, spiritual life, like that. Whatever we are doing, there is no time. By depending on Guru and Krishna's strength, depending on Guru and Krishna's strength, we are doing something. Otherwise, we have no strength. Maya can defeat us within one moment because it is his place. Like you have one house, I am staying in your house. Anytime you want, you can kick me out. This is your house. This is Maya's place. This is Maya's place. Material world, Maya's place. You understand? It's Maya's place. Anytime he want, he can say, come. Come. Like our Gurudev used to say, Maya always waiting just outside Sadhu's camp. You understand? This is Sadhu's camp. This temple is Sadhu's camp. Mahaprabhu is here. Prabhupada is here. Maya just waiting outside with a nice garland. Please come, please come. Please come. I am ready to accept you. Please come. Yes, this is Maya's. When you forget Guru and Krishna, Maya is waiting you. You don't want to serve Krishna? Let come. I will engage you. Suffer whole life. Yes. Therefore, personal endeavor will not help us. Because we want to conquer Maya. It is not an easy task. Like I want to stay in your house and I want to become a owner. It is an easy thing. Not an easy thing. We want to stay in this material world, but we want to conquer Maya. Then if you want to conquer Maya, you want some extraordinary power. You understand? What power we have that is not sufficient.
You know, you have extra power, what do you call it? Power banks. Huh? You don't know power bank? To charge the phone, you see, mobile have a mobile inside there is a battery. But still, power bank, extra power is required. Extra power. Those are addicted to mobiles, always you can find they have extra power bank, always connecting. Connecting. We want that thing. We want that thing. Extra power bank. Huh? Yeah, what is that extra power bank? Sadhuguru's mercy, this is extra power bank. Otherwise, Maya anytime grab us. Anytime. We have no power. To defeat Maya. Yeah, these are practical things. If you neglect Guru, Sadhu Guru service means you are inviting danger. What is danger in our life, devotional life? What is danger? Losing money, losing son, losing wife. This is not danger in our life. Many life we have. We had. Father, son, wife, this body. One thing. One thing is very dangerous for us. Dangerous for us also. When we are neglecting Sadhu Guru's service. Krishna's service. You see, in case of Indra, what happened? He neglecting his guru. Now, Bali came and conquer. Conquer the heaven. And he became Indra. Bali Maharaj became Indra. And the same Indra became beggar. Where he went, even no one knows. All demigods flew away. Then mother Aditi started to perform some bhu, vrata. Praying to Krishna, please, you help me. Let my son again become Indra. Then Vaman appeared. Vamandeva appeared. Only, why he appeared? He have no other power than disguised form to conquer Bali. Because Bali Maharaj was empowered by his guru. How can Krishna defeat his guru's, his devotee's power? So therefore he's saying, begging, okay, I want only 3 feet. Only 3 feet, how can I say? Yes, 3 steps. 3 steps, I don't want more. Because he knows it is not easy to defeat Balina. Because he was endowed or he achieved already mercy from Sukracharya, from Brahmans. And this is our, how can we say, aim. We want some extra power to continue this spiritual practice, to achieve perfection in our spiritual practice. That is, how can I say, that is called sealed. You know sealed? My English pronunciation is sealed, yes. When fighters, they are going for fighting, they sealed their bodies. Huh? My pronunciation is different. I am not educated. We are Indians and we are especially, how can I say, we are village guys. I don't know so much things. You can understand from that. Someone may shoot you, but some protection is there. Kavacha. This is called kavach. Yes. Kavach. And Sadhu Guru's seva is like that. Yes. Vaishnava. Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. Three kavach. Hari, Guru, and order is different. Guru, Vaishnav and Hari. These are steps. Approach spiritual master, then Vaishnav, then Gurus. Three mercy. This is like kavach. Protect our spiritual life. Otherwise, Maya, any type, Anytime. She can defeat us. Very powerful. Like Prabhupada used to say, like crocodile. Who is Maya? Like crocodile. Within the water. You are taking a bath. You don't know. He'll come. Crocodile. You know crocodile? You know, but don't know his nature. He's very clever. Very clever. Within the water, he can know. Where he's taking bath. He's just going within the water. Just where is Maya? Sometimes we don't know. We don't recognize. You understand? We don't know where is Maya. But Maya know where we are. We don't know where is Maya. But Maya, he have always a keen eye over us. Especially on devotees. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, Maya is doing a thankless job. This is Maya's thankless job. Maya always have a keen eye over the devotees. Why? Whether they are forgetting Krishna or not. If they will forget, then I will capture him. Maya wants to test us. We don't know where is Maya. But Maya very well he knows where is this devotee. Whether he is chanting, whether he is serving. If we forget Krishna, then Maya comes. Okay, thank you. We'll hear only Bamal Devas. All these classes we can hear. So nice teachings. Thank you. If you have some question, you may ask. Now it is time. Yes.
My pranams, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, we understand, at least I understand, that if a guru is not 100% pure, i.e., the example was given that Shukracharya was envious. And how is it that he was not rejected? Should a guru be rejected when
no.
he's envious?
No, if guru is envious towards Vaishnavas, Jiva Goswami mentioning, in Sandharvas, and different quotes are there, Sanskrit quotes are there. If guru is very envious towards Vaishnavas, that means he is now committing Vaishnava offense. To pure devotees, he is committing offense towards pure devotees. He is not in his guru's position. You may not associate with him. You can, how can you say? And you can stay far away, you can give respect, you can pay obeisances. Even Shastra saying, sometimes you have power, disciple have power to give instruction to Guru in that condition. Gurudev, don't be envious to these Vaishnavas. Please, just as a disciple, I have no right to speak you, but in this moment particularly, in that case, I am speaking to you because you are envious to a pure Vaishnavas. If he is not following, then you can stay away. Like our Gurudev used to say, pay obeisances, keep distance. But if he is in paramparas, he is not, how can you say, he is not fall down, you can't reject him. You can't take sikhya. You can't take sikhya from others. Yes. My English is not good. This is problem. I don't want to come there for... I don't like to come to West because my English is not good.
Such a nice point you gave. So I would like to ask you, you mentioned that we have a lot of information, but unfortunately we are not empowered to be able to apply it in our life in order to serve our Guru Maharaj, Guru Parampara. So actually, so that's like a theoretical part, and we are not capable to transform it into practical. So how practically look like the person who is capable to dedicate his life to serve Guru Maharaj properly?
Your question is just how it is practical, huh?
Yes, how we can recognize, how we can follow and try to develop that
yes.
qualities.
when particularly we come to spiritual field, why we came to spiritual field? We are realizing some fact is there. Krishna is there. God is there. We have some real soul is there. Super soul is there. That thing we are admitting. Huh? Then okay, second step. You see, in any religion, even in Christianity, they are going just for one day. And one day, you saw their prayers, Muslims, Christians, and Hindus, even in India, you can see in temples, they are praying. Someone praying, O Allah, someone praying, O Jesus, and we are praying, O Lord, we are praying. I want help. Huh? So in our spiritual life, how can we dedicate Krishna? We don't know who is Krishna. We are only hearing, we have some faith. With this faith, we are, yeah, maybe Krishna is there. But we have no practical relation with Krishna. No direct relationship with Krishna. But same Krishna is staying within our heart as super soul. Unless we pray, Krishna, you help me. I want to serve you. Unless you pray to super soul, to Krishna, the same super soul who is within our heart, he will guide you. Bhakti yoga is a, how can you say, we can achieve everything by our prayer, sincere prayer. Therefore, usually, I'm in India, I'm always used to say one thing. You want to achieve your success, first focus on one thing, pure desire. Develop a pure desire. Why you came to Krishna consciousness? You want a different life. You want a different test. First to develop a strong desire, pure desire. I want to serve Krishna because I am suffering here. What others are doing, what is going on, this is not our duty. You see a drunker, a dacoit, like thieves. What is going on? Police is how much strong? They are not thinking. They are busy with their job. Police may be there. But the dacoits, understand dacoits, thieves, they know how to steal it. They are always focusing on their jobs. We are in spiritual field. So we have to develop a desire, strong desire. What others are doing, oh, this devotee left, this devotee have this problem, this is going on. This is not my job. Krishna, I want to serve you. I know you are pure. I want to serve you. But I am not pure. And this is your duty to purify me and engage in your seva. We have to pray. Therefore, we are chanting Mahamantra. Why many times we are praying? Paying obeisances to Guru, to Krishna. Then when we pray in a sincere mood, humble mood, pure desire came, then Krishna will arrange everything for you. Our desire is mixed desire. mixed desire, you understand? Spiritual things is there, but we want still some material things. This is creating problems. In India, usually I'm always used to say in Bhagavad Katha, pure desire, then sure success. This is key point. To achieve perfection, only one thing you have to focus, like Dhruv Maharaj. Only develop a pure desire. No. Even Narad Muni was to settle these problems for Dhruv Maharaj. He said, okay, you come. Your father is also my disciple. You are my disciple. Today, from today, I will say to your father, father, from today, father always carrying you in his lap. You come. But you have pure desire. No. No. Pure desire. Then success is sure. Krishna will arrange everything. We are associating with Vaishnavas. We are hearing Bhagavatam only for that. How to develop a pure desire. Krishna, I want to serve you in a pure mood, with love and affection. Please, you help me. Arrangement will come. You see, for Bali Maharaj, Shukracharya arranged. we cannot solve our problems, even spiritual problems. Be sure. Be sure. Yes. You may stay 30 years to 50 years in spiritual life, but challenges will come. Only when we serve spiritual master, Sadhu Guru Vaishnavs, Hari Guru Vaishnavs, with pure mood, they will protect us. We may be very knowledgeous, may be very, I can say, expert in all other arts. Like material life, material problems, spiritual life also spiritual problems. But only by Sadhu Guru's blessing. Therefore, we are always praying, Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, only you have to simple, this is simple prayer. Spiritual life is not so complicated. How can I say, complicacy? No complexity is there. Well, our mind creating a, how can I say? It makes complicacy more. It is simple thing. For a child, is there any problem? For a small child, is there any problem? No. He knows only one thing. My mother is there, my father is there. Bas, finish. For a devotee, same. Krishna, Guru, you know, Prabhupada, you know, I am like a small child. You have to guide me. According to my strength, my capacity, I will serve you. This is pure mode. What others are doing, forget this thing. Everyone have different karma. You are a devotee, he is a devotee, she is a devotee. Everyone have different past karmic reactions. It does not mean it's something is happened to him. That thing will happen to you. No. What others are doing, forget. Only we have to pray. Please you protect. And don't be lazy. We have to try and we have to cry. We have to serve, we have to pray. Protection will come, arrangement will come. You can realize in your life. Try. Okay. Thank you. Jai Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai.